You're listening to SBS News.
After 10 days and nights of Black Lives Matter protests sweeping the United States, activists vow the death of George Floyd will be a catalyst for change.
Move! 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 There's a curfew! Move!
But authorities are calling out those among the swelling crowds threatening peaceful protests. Some, known to carry flags and wear all black, call themselves Antifa. The movement has been characterized as a terrorist organization by US President Donald Trump.
We have Antifa, we have anarchists, we have terrorists, we have looters. We have a lot of bad people in those groups. I mean, you watch and you see. There are a lot of really, really bad people in there.
Short for anti-fascist, the term is used to describe far-left groups who oppose proponents of the far right. The exact origin of the movement is unknown, but it is believed to stem from anti-Nazi organizations in Germany. US Attorney General William Barr says the group has widened divisions in society.
We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity.
Antifa's anonymity makes it difficult for authorities to quell or link to initiating the violence. The movement does not have a leader or governing body, a formal membership process, or a unified ideology. Dr. Troy Whitford is a lecturer in intelligence and security studies at Charles Sturt University. He says the movement is fluid, with no real structure.
It's what you would define as a leaderless resistance. There's no central, say, president of the group. Operate through spiriting ideology, progressive left-wing ideology. They provide training and advice, but they really encourage people to go out there and just conduct direct action. It's different to probably what we would expect in other groups, where there is strong leaderships and a chain of command. In this place, in this environment, it's not that way at all.
Some say the loosely defined group cannot be considered an organization at all, making President Trump's labeling redundant. Antifa's members are known to attend protests and conduct counter-demonstrations in Australia, in addition to the United States. Dr. Whitford says their online presence involves trolling and cyber campaigns.
They're masters at social media, and it's that generation, again, that are very tech-savvy and know their way around social media. So they use that to conduct training, to talk about activities, and provide literature on activism as well.
Over 10,000 people have been arrested for curfew violations, burglary and looting since protests began in the United States. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency and the US Department of Justice are investigating.
We're seeing people who are exploiting this situation to pursue violent extremist agendas, anarchists like Antifa and other agitators.
Dr. Whitford says Antifa's anonymity helps them operate.
Some US intelligence are reporting that Antifa are organizing themselves to provide medical support for protesters, but also basic weapons like bricks and fuel. It's hard to know, though, whether they're Antifa or not. And that's the whole nature of the movement, is that there's no real membership as we would traditionally know it. So it's very hard to work out who is Antifa and who isn't, and who might be there for other reasons.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.